And in this dream, I'm walking away from myself, walking into a desert, where the last of my former self would simply burn away, leaving nothing behind but pure energy. And then I'm my breath. And my breath is the wind that blows breezes in and out of people's lives. Nothing you can see or hear, but only feel and see the effect I have on everything. And when a group of us get together, they say the wind picks up. And we roam in and out of buildings. And people let us in through their windows and doors. And we play in their clothes and in their hair. And some like it. And others are bothered by it. But they don't know it's just us. They don't know they too could be the wind. Maybe even tonight. In their dreams. This is Jack Hunter Cohen. Welcome to the Healing Hour. Hunter Cohen, this is the Healing Hour radio show. That was We're Hanging Out by The Tan. And I have a couple of guests today in the studio. Marvin Etzioni, who is the producer of that song. And he'll let us know about, a little bit of background about that song. And I've got with him, he's brought Zach Penaloza, a new artist, which he has just recorded. And he is from Peru, and he's going to play a live song for us tonight. This is going to be a really cool show. But I'm gonna say hi to Marvin.
Hey, Jack.
How you doing?
I'm doing all right.
Good to see you.
Yeah, great to hear the tan.
Yeah, isn't it? So tell us, before we introduce Zach.
Yeah.
Tell us the story behind the tan.
Well, just briefly, the way that I met Zach was through Brad Knack, and Brad was one of the members of the tan, and it was officially the first band that I'd produced. And We're Hanging Out was the single, and one of the singles off the record, and they were based in Santa Barbara, and this is in the early 80s, about 81, 82. And they went to Peru to play. So We're Hanging Out and the B-side, Bad Party, was actually a single in Peru. I think it was on Columbia, and actually had a hit in Peru. And I wanted to dedicate We're Hanging Out to Manuko, who is Zach's father.
Okay.
And Zach's father, Manuko, was a big fan of The Tan, and he loved We're Hanging Out, his favorite song. And recently, earlier this year, Brad and Manuko were talking on the phone, and Manuko said, you know, my son's into music. And Brad said, you know, you should have him call Marvin. So Zach and I talked on the phone. He's in Peru. Sent me some of his songs, and I just loved his voice and his vibe. And and then we just spent maybe about 4 or 5 months on the phone, on an email, going through songs. We put about 2 albums together, narrowed it down to an album, and then he said, okay, I'm going to come in town. Let's do an EP.
Okay.
And first time I met him, I didn't know what he looked like because we didn't Skype. And I picked him up from the airport, and I just went up to this guy and said, you're Zach, right? And he goes, yeah. It's been uphill ever since. Yeah.
Very cool. Well, so Zach, tell me your side of it. How did you, what was your end of it? How did you find out about Marvin?
Well, it was actually thanks to Brad and my father, like Marvin just told, because they like stayed in touch for all these years. Mm-hmm. And one day my father asked me, we should send some of your songs to Brad to see what he thinks. Mm-hmm. So we did, and Brad sent them to Marvin, and then for the past 5 months or something like that,
right,
we've been in touch and going through songs.
Okay, so we all owe a debt of gratitude to Brad.
And Manuko. Yes.
And Zach's dad for having him, basically, for planting the seed, so to speak.
Hence, we're hanging out.
what I'd like to do is...
Bring Back the Tan campaign tonight.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead.
I think we've begun.
Okay, thank you.
Hey, Jeremy, song number 4, it's called There Is Friction. This is a song that Marvin wrote some time ago. Why don't you give some background to this?
There Is Friction was the last song that I showed Zach, and he showed me his songs. We co-wrote some songs, And just out of the blue one day, I thought, wow, it'd be an interesting full circle that on the Tan record that I had produced, one of the songs was There Is Friction, a song that I wrote and that they performed. Mm-hmm. And then, so that was about over 30 years ago. And I sent it to Zach. And the next day, I get an email with his version of it. And it just sounded fantastic. He was in Peru at the time.
Okay.
Still there. And I said, oh, before you come in town, I have another song for you. And he sent it back, and it was the most natural sounding thing. I didn't expect him.
There Is Friction.
Yeah, There Is Friction. And then when I heard him do it, I said, well, if you want to record it, that'd be great. It just fits you like a sonic glove.
So that people know what we're talking about, we're going to play There Is Friction now, okay? And thank you, Jeremy.
I wish this was the first time we met. When we didn't know what we did. When we didn't care what we meant. When I see you, I see myself too. Whenever we're alone, there is friction. There is friction. I wish you were someone other than you tonight. You know my every move. There is nothing I can hide. When I see you, I see myself too. Whenever we're alone, there is friction. There is friction. Yeah, there is friction. What else makes a fire start? There is friction, a collision.
for your love anymore. I wish I didn't hear your footsteps. I never would have opened up the door. When I see you, I see myself too. Whenever we're alone, there is friction.
When I see you,
there is friction.
Myself too.
Whenever we're alone, there is friction. There is friction.
That was Marvin Etzioni's There Is Friction, as recorded by Zach Penaloza. And so I want to ask you, Zach, what appealed to you about this particular song? What inspired you to want to record this one?
Well, actually, during the time Marvin and I were talking over the phone, I sent to him many songs that he listened, that he reviewed. But one day he sent me There Is Friction. And he told me, if you like it, we can record a song. And I just heard it and I thought, I must do that. I liked it very much. And I felt it mine, you know? I kind of made
it. You felt like it was yours.
Yeah.
You made it your own.
I tried.
How different is this than what he sent you? The version that he sent you. How different is it?
It's not.
Oh, it's not. Okay, so basically you heard the song and you liked it and you just basically recorded it straight.
Yep, I liked it very much. And okay. I didn't want to, like, pass the opportunity of recording it.
Okay. Well, I consider myself very fortunate in that I heard the five songs that you recorded just the last week or two. And there's some beautiful stuff in there. I don't know Spanish. A lot of people in L.A. do. There are a lot of Spanish-speaking people in L.A., so they'll understand what this song is about. But I wanted to ask you if you'd play, just for kicks, just do a live version of this song. It's called It's Just an Illusion. Yeah?
Yep.
Is that right?
Yep.
Okay. This is a Spanish language song.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't understand what it's about, but I think it's just beautiful. So I'd love for you to play that.
Okay. Actually, it's quite a dark song, but...
Do you want to talk about what it's about?
It's basically about a girl that... murdered her boyfriend and is going to spend the rest of her life in jail. But I don't say that during the song.
Fantastic. I love it. Love that. We'll go ahead and play that song.
I told you it was dark.
No. We like dark. That's good. Okay.
So you want me to play it?
Hit it.
Okay.
Yep.
Ya se te olvidó. Te preguntas dónde estuvo la razón. Ahora no hay perdón. Vas a morir sola. Ese fuego de tu corazón es la respuesta de tu triste situación. Ahora no hay rencor. Entonces tal vez no fue un error. No sé si pudieras entender la razón. Y no sé si quisieras revertir tu situación. No mostraste desesperación. Te acostaste al lado a ver televisión. No te importó la sangre, ni siquiera te importó el olor. Y no sé si pudieras entender la razón. Y no sé si quisieras revertir tu situación. Y el amor que tanto tiempo buscaste solo es una ilusión. hablaste sin mostrar dolor. Confesaste y admitiste estar mejor. Te fumaste un cigarro y cerraste los ojos. Y no sé si pudieras entender la razón. Y no sé si quisieras reiniciar tu corazón. No sé si pudieras olvidar tu pasión. Y no sé si quisieras revertir tu situación. Revertir tu situación. Revertir tu situación.
Zach Penulosa live in the studio. It's Just an Illusion. Thank you so much. That was beautiful.
You're very welcome.
Really, really a real pleasure to be able to play that. And that's only available here. How's that? So what are you planning on doing with these songs? You recorded five songs with Marvin.
Yep.
In the studio. Mm-hmm. What was that? Tell me what was that like? Was it great?
Yeah. More than great. You know, it has been the best experience, my best musical experience so far.
That's great.
Yeah, it has been great. I have met a lot of great musicians, great people, and I couldn't be more grateful.
Who'd you have, Marvin, who'd you have playing with him?
Willie Aaron was on additional guitar and keyboards, and sometimes we had two nylons going. You know, so which was really a nice sound. And then Derek Anderson and was on bass, and he also plays with Susanna Hoffs. And and then Jim was on drums, and you know, he does like Beatlemania, plays with all sorts of folks. And yeah. It was just, and then we recorded it at Sheldon Gomberg's studio out in Silver Lake. Called the Carriage House, and he's done a lot of big records there, and we're good friends, and mm-hmm. So it was nice. It just felt like it was a real natural circle of friends just working together, right. And we did a lot in a short amount of time, and
yeah. Yeah, the songs sound great, and we played the one of them. There's one other song I'd like to play, and we're going to play some other stuff tonight as well, and we'll talk a little bit about your other mm-hmm. your other endeavors, but there's a song I really like a lot. This is an original, and it's in English. It's called Hymnosis, and we're going to go ahead and play that.
Went to the shrink and he told me, let's try hypnosis. I said, dog, let's go for it. Whatever works best. Cause I can't stand this pain inside my chest. Don't wanna remember a single. Don't wanna remember being in love. Being in love. I said, dog, every day I'm empty and lonely. Something is missing, but I don't know what. I feel like I am now a different man, as if I've lost a part of who I am. Don't wanna remember a single moment. Don't wanna remember being. Love. dog, won't you help me forget her smile? Just for a while. Just for a while. Don't wanna remember a single moment. Don't wanna remember being in love. Being in love.
Hypnosis by Zach Penaloza. And is there a story behind that? Is there anything that inspired that song?
Yeah, like usual, it was about a girl. And I just like the idea of like going to a shrink and asking for help, you know? Like if hypnosis is what it takes to forget the girl, then let's do it.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Zach. What are your hopes for this? What are you hoping to do with these tracks?
Well, I just hope people would like them, would like the songs, and if I'm lucky, I can come back and record some more songs and perhaps play some gigs. That would be great.
Cool. Well, thank you so much for being here and
thank you
and sharing your music with us. I'm going to go ahead and play a song by Sid Straw from, it's a title track from a record, Pink Velour, from a couple of years back. And we'll come back and we're going to talk a little bit to Marvin, a little bit about his stuff, and some of his, a little bit of his background. And here we go.
I went home again just to prove that you could. I went home again, and it looked pretty good. Flora and fauna, how I have missed you. Turn to snow. Modern wagon train. Westward ho. Jump in the back. Wear your blue dress. And pack the pink. Save our best. Pete, my sister Sally and I ride all down the highway in our blue Volkswagen bus, the five of us happy together. Star. And I always check the weather where you are. You never know. You think you do.
Have you ever been to Hollywood? wish I could go back in time, just to look in his eyes, just to look in his eyes and say goodbye.
Marvin Etzioni from his record Marvin Country. It was called Graham Revisited. And I got to ask you, I mean, obviously it was inspired by Graham Parsons, but do you want to elaborate a bit on that?
Sure. Well, the reason it's called Graham Revisited is I originally recorded the song for the album in Nashville when I started the record many, many moon ago. And it was just called Graham.
Okay.
And then one day I was at home and I just had a little cassette machine and my Casio, and I was just reworking the song. Sometimes I'll rewrite songs. And in the background, you can hear a little boy going, "Daddy." And so to me, that was like the inspiration to finish this cassette recording of it just for that one moment. And so I took it to David Vaught, the engineer, and told him what I was up to. And he said, "It's going to be pretty noisy." I said, "Perfect. And let's make it as noisy as possible." So the idea that it's actually getting played on a radio station is fantastic. And on the actual, that recording, unlike the original one that that we did, on that recording, there's a sample of Graham Parsons. And that recording came from, I think it's from 1972 at the Palomino. I think it was Linda Ronstadt playing. He's in the back bar area, and someone had recorded him talking, and I just sampled there. Most of it was inaudible, but the line could have been Dolly. Mm-hmm. Kind of popped out on the tape. So we sampled that, and at the very end, it seems like he's talking about Emmylou Harris when he says, you know, she'll knock anybody's knickers off or something like that. So that's where the song ends. And I got permission to use it from the person who recorded the tape and also Graham Parsons' daughter who lives in Austin. And I had played a Graham Parsons tribute, which is actually a DVD, a tribute to Graham Parsons. And we played Universal Amphitheater, play the Santa Barbara Bowl, and I was the mandolin player in the group, but the headliners were Keith Richards, Nora Jones, and Lucinda played, and
lightweights, in other words,
yeah, right. And so it was great, and I actually got Keith Richards to autograph my mandolin. So it was worth the trip. Yeah, okay. That's where that.
So
happened.
Just so people know what we're talking about, a double CD, double LP you released a couple of years ago called Marvin Country.
Right.
That is, it's 22 songs, and they're all over the map. It's like your white album.
Yeah.
It's like there's just every different kind of vibe on the record, and I tell you this, you're my friend, so I'm biased, but it's a great record, and
I listen to it.
All the time, and I'm always hearing more and more things. So what we're going to do is we're not so much tonight, but we're going to come back and we're going to do another one next week about that record and about your stuff. And cause I really want to focus on that because you've had such a rich musical life.
Oh,
experience.
Well, thank you.
And,
happy to come back.
Yeah. And, what we have, what I'd like to do, there's a song. Can you find on the playlist there? It's a song called Who Invented Yesterday. Can you find that? You see that there? It's further down. You got it? Would love to play that. And this is more recent, and this has not even been released.
Correct.
But I do want to say Marvin Country, if you go to marvincountry.com, you can purchase you can purchase the double CD or the double album for, you know, very, very reasonable price. And I want to encourage everyone to do that. But this cut is from your slow album.
Right. So I've been working on a record for a long time and called the Slow Album. And earlier this year, I contacted the engineer, David Vaught. And I've been working on the record for like on and off for like 15 years. And I called him one day and I said, you know, I really want to finish up the Slow Album. And he started laughing. He said, okay, come on by. And I had a couple more songs. So we finished up the record. And as we were finishing it up, I was looking for something in a closet and I found a box. And inside the box was a CD of a song that I thought I had lost. I couldn't find a copy of the song on tape, CD, anywhere. And there was one copy of a song. And it was Who Invented Yesterday. And so I took it to David. I said, I think this would fit the record. And he goes, oh, absolutely. So what we did, we took the original two track, because that's all we had, and just added cello to it. So I think there's Erica Duke is on cello.
Okay.
And I think that's what we did to that song. But it was just a complete fluke. But what was interesting is that in the box was a beautiful piece of stained glass with a figure on it. And it was from, I think, the New York Museum. And that was part of where this was. So I think I had meant to give this stained glass as a gift to someone, uh-huh. You know, but it never got that far.
Okay, so this is actually that original recording?
Yeah, it's the original recording. I think
from when?
It was probably in the last, 15 years or something like that. Yeah.
Okay.
So, it just fit the album thematically.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd been looking for it for years, and I just couldn't find it at all. And I just saw it. And what was interesting is that the sad news is that David Vaught passed away, and the Slow Album was the very last album that we completed together. And when he passed away of cancer, and I called him when he was in the hospital, and he said, "I ain't getting out of here." And he wanted to close the album with a particular song. And when we were working on the record, I said, well, let's come up with another sequence. And we did. I had two copies. And one day he was in the hospital and I listened to the album with the sequence he wanted. Mm-hmm. And he was right. And so I called him up and I said, David, I just want you to know, I just listened to the Slow Album with the sequence you wanted it, the way you wanted to end the record. And I said, you were right. And I said, I just want you to know the album's going to say produced by David Vaught. And he was silent. And, you know, so this is...
You just choked me up.
No, this is for, this is for David. Yeah. And, you know, we go back 30 years, you know, and, you know, I can still hear him in the track. So
what was the last song that he wanted to...
He wanted to close the album with a song called Stardust Time. Okay. And that's how the album closes.
Okay, so what we're going to do, we're going to play Who Invented Yesterday, and then we'll talk a little bit more.
Sure. Thanks for listening.
Here is my song, or is it your song? It doesn't matter now, 'cause we don't belong. Honey, hold me. Honey, don't let go. Oh no. Now it's coffee for one. God damn, the sun is mighty strong today. Who invented yesterday? Yesterday, she's in my blood, she's in my veins. Who invented?
yesterday. Anyway, I wish we could wake up again for the first time and let the light in. But reality is setting in. Oh, baby, where you been? Now it's coffee for one. Goddamn, the sun is mighty strong today. Who invented yesterday? Who invented yesterday? She's in my blood. She's in my veins. Who invented yesterday? Who invented yesterday?
Etzioni, produced by David Vach, who invented yesterday. That's just beautiful.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. Anything else about that you want to add?
Well, it's Erica Duke on cello, and we recorded it at with Richard Barron at Sonora Studios on Los Feliz mm-hmm. Boulevard. In Los Feliz, right near Atwater Village. Very grateful. I continue to be surrounded by really great, gifted musical people like my friend Zach.
Yeah, yeah. And you inspire that. And I know you as being real supportive. When I was doing the Messenger screenings, you'd show up with your mandolin and you'd play.
Yes.
You're one of the people opening up for it, and you were really gracious about it, and it was a beautiful fit.
Thank you.
Yeah. Too. I'm gonna take a little detour. There's a cut. It's number 13 on there, Jeremy. This is a Midnight Oil track called One Country, and I'm playing this because of what's going on with the government right now, which is basically nothing. And this is a song about how we are, in fact, one country. And this is a beautiful, beautiful song from a record from about 20 years or so ago called Blue Sky Mining. This is Midnight Oil with One Country.
Who'd like to change the world? Who wants to shoot the curl? Who gets to work for bread? Who wants to get ahead? Who hands out equal rights? Who starts and ends that fight? And not rant and rave, or end up a slave? Who can make hard-won gains fall like a summer rain? Every man must be what his life can be. So don't call me a chump. I will walk away. Who wants to please everyone? Who says it all can be done? Still sit up on that fence. No one I've heard of yet. Don't call me baby. Don't talk in maybe. Don't talk like has been. sing it like it should be. Who laughs at that nagging down? Lying on a neon shroud, running around, yeah. Just gotta touch someone. Hey, I wanna be.
Country from Midnight Oil, and I dedicate that to everyone who is being squeezed by the government shutdown. And I don't want to say a lot about it because it's really infuriating. But it's October 1st, 2013, Tuesday, and last night at midnight, basically the government shutdown held hostage by House Republicans. And so, you know, I'm moaning about it a bit. But we got Marvin Etzioni and Zach Pignoloza. I want to thank you both sincerely for coming on the show. You made this real special tonight, and going to have more people live in studio. Marvin, you're going
to
come in again, and we're going to do a whole show on you.
Happy to do it.
And what I'd like to do is, what did I want to do? I just want to acknowledge that, you know, Marvin's been around for a long time, and he's been a real supportive performer for a lot of people. I know I'm repeating myself here, but I wanted to just express my gratitude for him because he's a real humble guy, and he shows up for people. He really does. And it's a real pleasure to feature some of his stuff on the program.
Thank you.
I want to close fittingly with a song that you mentioned earlier that David Vaught had wanted as the final track.
Yes.
On your Slow album. And these cuts from the Slow album, they are not available anywhere.
Nope.
Except here.
That's correct.
Enjoy them. This hasn't been, I mean, it's been mastered.
The album's done. We mastered with Bernie Grumman. So as of right now, we'll figure out what to do with it, in 2014. But in the meantime, the album's done. I appreciate you playing it. And whoever is listening, thank you for listening.
Absolutely. And, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to sign off. This is Jack Hunter Cohen. This is the Healing Hour radio show. A special guest tonight were Marvin Etzioni and Zach Penulosa. Zach.
Thank you very much for having me.
Yeah, as a pleasure. Have a safe flight back. He's going back to Lima, Peru in the morning.
That's right.
Early in the morning.
Yep.
And we hope to see you back again here soon.
Hopefully.
And I'm going to turn it over to Marvin, who's going to introduce this final song, and then we're going to be out of here.
This next song is a song I wrote a while back, and it's the closer to what I found a very... emotional album that finally I had to finish. And it goes out to David Vaught. If it wasn't for David, this album wouldn't have been completed. And I can say the same for Marvin Country as well, but this one takes on a different emotional landscape. And David really wanted to close the album with this next song called Stardust Time. And Jack is kind enough to want to close his show, The Healing Hour, with it. And thanks for listening. Thanks for being there. The government will reopen soon. And drive safe. Thanks.
Sleep tonight. Dream tonight till the morning light breaks through. It's all right, the moon is right, it's stardust time. It's stardust time for you. There's nothing to be afraid of anymore. Tomorrow has in store. You are always in God's hands. So close your eyes. Time. stardust time for